A story we brought you months ago is trending again on our website because, well, it's working. The story is about the revelation in February from the FBI that convicted serial killer Samuel Little, serving 4 life sentences for murders in California and Texas, made a jailhouse confession of more than 90 other murders over several decades in 19 states. If true, the FBI says he'd be the worst killer in U.S. history. Little also made jailhouse drawings he said were 16 of his victims, and police released them, hoping the public would help identify them. We have the pictures at hereandnow.org. They seem to have worked. In May, prosecutors charged Little in the deaths of Mary Jo Payton and Rose Evans. On June 6, he was charged in the killings of Anna Lee Stewart and an unidentified woman, all 4 from his native Ohio. John Coniglia is with the Cleveland Plain Dealer. John, what's been the reaction there?
A lot of people are stunned that a person from Northeast Ohio did this and how he did it. And they're concerned and worried that, you know, geez, how many more Sam Littles are there?
Well, there's that, but also how much more does Sam Little know? Do we understand 50 cold homicide cases have been closed because of his confessions?
Right, right. That's what prosecutors are saying. And in a lot of cases, what happens is that prosecutors speak with them or detectives speak with them, and then he gives them such detail, they go back to their files and say, okay, I think we have this case. Let's try to match this up.
Yeah.
And that's how he has been closing those cases.
Well, prosecutors are also saying that he targeted women who were homeless or sex workers. Women, he said, quote, no one would miss. Horrible thought. He remembers these specific details, and he's actually an artist. I mean, the images, again, are here and now.org are, you know, he's very good. I mean, these pictures are distinct. Many of these murders were so long ago. Are people coming forward? Have we met some of the people whose loved ones these are?
People have come forward and said, you know, we never knew what had happened to our mother. We never knew what had happened to our aunt, our sister. And Little was very calculating. You know, he said in an interview with Cleveland authorities, I never went to the nice neighborhoods. I went to the gritty bars. I went to the down and out places. I went and saw women who were walking near old rundown abandoned factories. And those were the people that I would grab. Mm. And it was very, very sad and very, very disturbing to hear how he did this.
Yeah. Well, especially since I think he grew up in Lorain, Ohio.
And he did. Yep. Lorain's a steel town right on the shores of Lake Erie in Northeast Ohio.
And what did people there who knew him say about him?
Not a lot of people knew him going back. I mean, he left in the early 60s. Hmm. And then he just started, you know, he just started traveling.
Yeah.
He would just travel the country. And he went with an older woman who taught him how to shoplift, taught him how to steal. And then he would go at night, he would sell what he had stolen.
And also prey on victims. This is happening, these revelations are in the Ohio area, but as you've said, the other cold cases have been closed. He's already serving so many life sentences. Why are prosecutors indicting him? Is it just for the closure?
You know, a lot of I asked that question to prosecutors in Cleveland, and prosecutors say that they need to hold him accountable, that this was so despicable, he needs to be held accountable. And as one prosecutor told me, you never know what's going to happen with appeals courts. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he could be who would know?
In other words, when they say you never know what could happen, I mean, they have a fear that even with all of the life sentences, maybe through some appeals court, he could get out, you know, and so why not?
I believe that's one issue, yeah. But the key issue is they really want to hold him accountable. That, as one prosecutor told me, someone may come forward and say, that was my aunt, and I'm glad that you did everything possible.
Well, and it sounds as if Samuel Little also wants to be held accountable because he's the one who's made the confessions and made the drawings. Did the drawings, I just want to be sure, did the drawings directly bring people to the cases?
I believe in Cincinnati they did, yes.
Yeah.
And I believe that there were other drawings in Ohio as well.
Well, we have them again posted at herenow.org. It is a very sad gallery. But people who have missing family members, it's a horrendous thing to discover. But at least, as some have told you, you'll maybe know what happened. John Coniglia from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.